This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
But I have to talk about this story because it bothers the hell out of me. Because we like to talk and get on the owners around here, right? For years, the Wilpons were cheap and this and that. And we still don't think Hal Steinbrenner spends enough money. And don't get me wrong, he could spend more. I mean, I think he spends enough to win. The Yankees should be able to win with what he spends. But considering what they make, their revenue, they could absolutely spend more. And if they tell you they can't, they're lying to you. They can. They don't want to. And I do agree they shouldn't have to win, but they absolutely can. But out in Pittsburgh, and they are finishing in last place again this year. Roddy Tellez, who, you know, is Roddy Tellez. He's got a 691 OPS currently. He's got 13 home runs and 56 RBIs. He's played in 131 games, and he has 421 plate appearances. And he was just designated for assignment with six games left by the Pittsburgh Pirates. And why would they bother with six games left to designate Roddy Tellez for assignment now? Because he's got 421 plate appearances. And at 425 plate appearances, so four more plate appearances, Roddy Tellez would have a bonus of $200,000 kick in. And the Pittsburgh Pirates would have to pay him $200,000. I believe their owner, Robert Nutting, is worth approximately, and you know, I don't know if these things, how accurate they are, quick Google search, told me $1.1
billion. $1.1
billion. And they just designated for assignment a guy who's been with them all year, playing for the lousy Pittsburgh Pirates. Who, what is it? It's got to be 10, 12 years since those a couple seasons where they were in the wild card game and lost every time, and McCutchen was winning MVPs. And they've given you a great young pitcher to look forward to, but ultimately, this team stinks year in and year out. They do nothing. They spend nothing. They give their fan base nothing. And they cut this guy four plate appearances short, six games left on the season, to save $200,000. That's embarrassing. It's absolutely embarrassing. Now, I'm sure they'll spin it and tell you other reasons and young players they want to see for the last six games. And I'm, you know, there is a story that they're already saying that, and one of the kids that they're talking about is Joshua Palacios. That he's one that they're saying, oh, they're bringing him up. They want to get this young player in there for the last six games to get a look at him. He's 5 months younger than Roddy Tellez. 5 months younger. He's 29 years old. That's the young kid they needed to get up here to take a look at. That 29-year-old prospect. So that they could save $200,000 when they have bottom of the barrel payroll every single year. And I don't pretend to know their revenue, nor do I care. The guy's the owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates, a franchise that's been around for forever. They don't come anywhere near the playoffs. They spend no money. And to save $200,000, he's going to cut a guy four at bats short of it with six games to play. To save $200,000. It's a lot of money to me. It's nothing in the scheme of baseball. It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And I don't know why it bothers me so much, but it does. And I thought I'd tell you about it. $200,000. We got to cut him with 4 plate appearances short, because God forbid they have to pay this guy an extra $200,000. God forbid. All right, let's get back to the calls. 888-808-1019. I mean, we got owners leaving Oakland. It's just talking about all the ways they've tried to make it work in Oakland while they're out looking for handouts to build buildings. Like, it's just, and now we got guys who are worth $1 billion who don't want to pay $200,000 when they pay nothing in payroll. Nothing. I don't know how much money they make, but I don't expect him. He's a businessman. I don't expect him to take loss after loss, but like, you can't give a guy who's been with you all year $200,000. Like, it's crazy.